Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Now he's driving home tonight. How you doing, Johnny?
Oh, good, good. This is even better. I'm on the way home, so. And guess what, Doug? Rumor has it, I might have Tuesday off.
No. Ooh. So, how many days in a row would that be?
Monday will be 25.
So. Oh, jeez. But
you know, and it's not a hard job. It's not physically laboring, you know, physical labor beating me up or anything. But holy cow, getting up and heading in every day, it is getting a bit monotonous. So I do need a break. So
I've been working on the bus rail.
Yeah.
All it's crazy, right, dude. But you wanted some hours, so at least you got hours. You were afraid you weren't going to get enough.
Yeah, well, with that new system, there's not a whole lot of choice with the matter, because they're trying to format that and stuff like that. And I guess they anticipated the fact that they're going to need more drivers for a while they work out all the bugs and stuff. So, yeah, the guys that have been here for a long time, they're saying, you know, typically January and February, even during busy times when, you know, or regular time, but even with the marathons going on and stuff, there's never available overtime in January and February. Well, not only do we have available overtime, we have mandatory overtime. So,
well, take it while you can get it, John, because this is helping you guys out with all the time you're off and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's my idea. So, but yeah, I am going to take a day off and then probably go back for another three and a half weeks straight. So that's my goal anyway. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, stay in bed all day Tuesday, John.
I doubt that, Doug. You know why I need the day off. I've got to get the oil changed in the car. I've got to mow the grass. I've got to weed eat. I've got to trim the hedges. And my son's done some of that stuff. But
I was just going to ask you, why do you have a teenager at home?
Yeah, well, my son's mowed the grass, but he keeps telling me that if he weeds eat, he's going to kill plants, and then I'm going to yell at him. So, you know, what's
well,
up?
At this point, you're not looking at him anyway, John. Let him kill him.
What the hell do I care, right? So,
yeah.
No, but, and then I got to get my car up for the oil change, and it has to be me to do that, because, I mean, I could take the other car, but that's a pain in the butt, so. Nah, I want to do that, and yeah, I've just—that's basically what I'm going to do all day Tuesday. Is probably work harder than I would at work. So.
Ain't that always the case, though, John?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, so. Like I'm off this weekend for the first time, John. Like with me doing the show and the editing and all the 4 or 5 hours I spend every single Sunday, I've been on a almost a 5 week bender myself of working 7 days a week if you count this show, John, because I've been working every Saturday.
Yeah, lots of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just glad to be off this weekend. It's Mom's 87th birthday, so happy birthday, Mom.
That's pretty impressive. Happy birthday to mom.
Yeah, we had dinner for her. We asked her, anything you want me to make, we'll do it. She wanted cheeseburgers and fries. That's what she wanted for dinner.
I know why you like that woman.
Yep. But yeah, I made burgers on the grill tonight and french fries, and we had cake and ice cream, and we had a good old time, John.
Good deal. Is she allowed to have a slice of cake?
Yeah, for her birthday. We're not that evildoers, but... Yeah, we got to watch her. She does have diabetes, but, you know, at 87, she deserves a piece of cake and some ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. At that point, I think you can have a slice of cake when you want one.
Yeah. So don't tell Brenda that. One slice, now she's back on her strict diet. We get her a ton of stuff, though, dude. They have so much sugar-free stuff out there now. She's spoiled with that. I'm constantly in the store buying her all kind of different stuff, so...
Yeah, my mom was diabetic, and the candy that she had back in the 80s was pretty atrocious. But we've been trying some lately because Lisa's, like, right on the cusp, and so she's trying to avoid it, obviously. And so she's been eating a lot of sugar-free stuff, and she's got a sweet tooth, a crazy sweet tooth when it comes to chocolate. But she had some of the sugar-free chocolates and stuff, and it tastes amazingly good, especially when you compare it to that stuff I remember from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they really improve that sugar-free stuff.
So. And mom loves the no-sugar-added, the Klondikes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they got sugar-free Klondikes, so we get her them all the time, and she loves them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, maybe that's something you could sneak to treat Lisa with.
Yeah. No, that'd be more my treat. I like ice cream, so.
But I'm glad to hear you're finally off. You deserve it. And tomorrow, you're going to be home in time to see your Tommy in the Super Bowl?
I'm going to have it on the way home. I get off at the same time I did tonight, right at 7 o'clock. So it'll probably be kickoff right about the time I'm in the car. So I'll probably put it on the phone or something and turn it upside down so I can't watch it, but at least I can listen to it. So.
Yeah, well, with all the hoopla and all that stuff, dude, they might not kick off till 10.
That's what I was thinking. So I might get home. I'll probably get home, honestly, by the beginning of the second half.
Oh,
so,
you will, dude, with all the bull crap at halftime and all that.
Yeah, the halftime during the Super Bowl is, what, 45 minutes usually or something? At least 40.
Dude, so. I know I rambled on about this before, but I hate the halftime show. It's not even fair to the players. I mean, you're trained to play, you know, 15, you've played sports too, John. But, you know, normally during the regular season, they're in the locker room 10, 15 minutes. And even that is sometimes a little much. You know what I'm saying? But when you got to sit there a half hour, 45 minutes, so Justin Timberlake can sit there and cry himself at the goddamn river on stage, and these athletes are sitting in the locker room, it's not healthy. That's how you pull hamstrings and get hurt. And it's just like, I tuned in to watch a football game, not Justin Timberlake singing or Lady Gaga.
That's because the Super Bowl has become a pop icon more than just a bowl, just an actual football game. So,
well, then have it the day before, make it a weekend, have all the acts sing on Saturday and play the game on Sunday. You know, but anywho, and then earlier I got in trouble on Twitter, John, for mentioning that the parks might be closing. I didn't want to get anybody aggravated with me. I wasn't saying anything political. I was just worried about people not having a job, John. So, but everything you say or do always has to have political condensations anymore, don't it, John?
Yeah, well, everything comes back, so. And it really wasn't even...
So, John, we lost you there for a second.
It wasn't the parks, it was, but, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen for sure, so, I mean, essentially the way Disney's handled it, I don't see how anything can be traced back to Disney. There's been no giant outbreaks, knock on wood. So I think they're doing a dang good job of keeping everybody safe for the most part. So.
No, our friend Alice, who listens to the show, we appreciate her listening to the show. I said the president is saying, but I read the article. I sent the news site up from the news today that was saying the White House task force is talking about that Florida should possibly close down things. I was just reading an article. It had nothing to do with political in any which way or shape or form. Just so you know, I'm not a fan of blue or red. I'm a fan of red, white, and blue, and I just want what's best for our country. I root for our country every day. I hope Biden's the best president that has ever lived. But, you know, anything you say or do is always political now. And I'm tired of it, John. Aren't you?
Yeah. Let's just say that Disney is not going to close. We don't want it to close unless just leave it at that.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Disneyland is, I mean, I understand it, but saying it couldn't close isn't impossible. Disneyland has been closed over, going on a year now, John. In March, it'll be a year, right?
Yeah, March 15th. That's when I got a call anyway, was March 15th. So, yeah, it's got to be sometime right around there.
Yeah. So, why Disneyland can't open and Disney World is closed, you figure it out. It's political. It's just like, why are cigarettes still for sale? It's political. I don't want to. Politicians don't give a shit about any of us, in my opinion. I just care about the workers at Walt Disney World. I feel bad for the employees that's been laid off. I feel bad for employees that aren't working. That's who I feel bad for, my fellow Americans. The blue and the red, they can both bite me at this point because I can't stand either side, John, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, they're both full of a bunch of liars.
Exactly.
There's extreme groups on.
Yeah, so.
Both of them saying to manipulate things. And like we said a million times, Doug, the vast majority of Americans are 90% in the middle that get tore the two ways. You know, there's 5% on the left, 5% on the right that are the extreme goober heads.
Yeah.
We just need to start ignoring instead of paying attention to them.
And I appreciate every single one of our listeners. I really do. I'm not trying to get political on the site. The reason I read the story is because it was a story that was on a site that we read all the time, and it's a story. It's a story that we have to read. So, anywho, speaking of stories, what do you think the story is going to be for your Super Bowl, John? You think you're going to win, lose? What are you looking at?
I'd like to say that there's a dang good chance. I mean, it is Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes is probably the new face of. No, there's probably no probably about it. He is the new face of the NFL. I mean, but I wouldn't mind him stutter stepping this year and allowing Tom Brady to get one more, especially since he's with my Buccaneers now. So I think there's a chance. You know, I think it really depends on if the Buccaneers defense shows up well and if they can slow down Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's a big thing of the secondary and maybe getting some pressure on him and stuff like that. But he is so precise in his passing that it's a hard road to hoe. But I think more than anything, I think it's going to be the Buccaneers defense and how well they play.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and for the love of goodness, I don't understand how, and he's amazing, but how the hell does Travis Kelce, the size of a Mack truck, is open all the time? I don't get it.
Yeah, he's a big target, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, that man is always, I mean, and the thing of it is, he's wide open all the time. I mean, it isn't like he's fighting contested passes all the time. He is wide open all the time. I mean, that offense that they have designed, it's amazing how open he gets all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Look out for the big white guy covering.
Yep. So it ought to be a great game. You guys need JPP to step up. I mean, myself, I've said it many times, as me being an American Indian, I've rooted for the Chiefs. I love it. I like Andy Reid. I never wanted him to be let go. But I would root for Tampa Bay for you, Judith, Tommy, all you Tampa Bay fans. I mean, I just want a good game, John. I'm not going to be upset either way.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm rooting for the Buccaneers because of my TB, which is Tampa Bay, and they're rooting for Tampa because of their TB, which is Tom Brady.
Yep.
So we're all rooting for TB, but it's different ones. So. but
we shall see. I mean, it ought to be a very good game, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about seeing the game, two good teams, and now it looks like my Carson Wentz is going to be traded soon, which I think he needs to go. I think, like Brady, he needs, not that I'm comparing him to Brady, but I think he needs to change his scenery. I've been very, I'm rooting for him, and I think he could be great again. I think that, but around here, he's been too, nothing's my fault, everything is everybody else's fault kind of attitude, and I think it's time for him to move on.
But I thought they had fired the coach, or got rid of the coach, or I don't know if they fired him, or he went on to look for other pastors. But anyhow, I thought that he had moved on because they wanted so hard to keep Carson Wentz. And now all of a sudden Carson Wentz wants to leave anyway.
Now, Doug Peterson moved on because he wanted to hire his own coaches. He didn't want to fire. He wanted to hire who he wanted. They got in a major fight, and he ended up saying, just let me go. So, and he was the reason why, like, he was mad, too, because he wanted to bench Carson weeks before Carson was benched.
Yep.
So, and I'm not even 100% sold that Jalen Hurts is the answer. I mean, if it was up to me, and I don't know. I think, I'm rooting for Hurts. I think he can be great. But part of me is like, can you trade him too and take a quarterback at six and start the whole damn thing over again?
Trade him or get rid of them both and get Deshaun Watson up there. And all that.
Well, there's another possibility. But
yeah.
The bottom line is I like Hurts. I'm going to root for Hurts. But you have two quarterbacks. You know the story. You don't have any. So.
Yep. So, yeah, but when it's highly contested like that and so forth and so on. No, the only thing, last thing I have to say about the Super Bowl, Doug, is regardless, the Buccaneers have won the NFC Championship, and that means officially my Tampa Bay area is Champa Bay this year.
Yep.
With the Stanley Cup, the American League pennant with the Rays, and the NFC Championship with the Buccaneers. So, dang good year for Tampa Bay sports, no doubt about that.
And that is awesome, and congratulations. And it's weird how it happens like that, too. Like,
no kidding. It all comes together, right?
Yeah, we had a period I remember 1980. The Eagles were in the Super Bowl. They lost. The Phillies won the World Series. The Sixers and the Flyers were both in championship. You know what I mean? It was like a really good year that year. So it's happened a couple times where three teams have made it in for us.
Yeah, and I really like to see when the other teams support each other, you know, like there was some good support from the Buccaneers when the Lightning were making a run for the Stanley Cup, and now they've taken all the flags down at Amalie Arena where the Lightning played, put up Buccaneer flags for the last 2 weeks. So I love to see that cross thing, and then of course the Lightning fans, they tried to meet Tom Brady, or Lightning players, several of them tried to meet Tom Brady, but they couldn't find him. But they did find his wife and have several pictures with Giselle. So
I think they're better off.
Better anyway. So.
Yeah, they're better off.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I know Tommy and Judith will be happy tomorrow, and I know our buddy Dennis will be rooting for Tom, and you guys will have a lot pulling for you, but there'll be no parade. They ain't going to be saying they're going to Walt Disney World this year.
No, I guess not. I don't know.
No, that's what they're saying. It doesn't look like there's going to be a parade, so we shall see. So you watched those, you watched a couple things on Disney Plus finally, huh, John?
Yes. I finally got my fill, or at least a little bit of Sons of Anarchy. I need a break. Too much crime, violence, and...
Did I tell you, dude, they don't have any fun, do they?
Well, it's not only that. I realize I'm watching some of these. I'm on my break. I'm in the Pride Rock in Animal Kingdom. And let's say Sons of Anarchy, it's not quite the Sopranos, but there still is a lot of TNA and violence and blood and guts. And so, you know, maybe I better cool that down when I'm in a crowded lunchroom. So, I watched Mulan. I watched Soul. And I watched all of WandaVision.
Well, first of all, what's your thoughts on WandaVision? Are you tripping?
Well, did you watch? Have you watched more than the two episodes that you started with?
No, I haven't gotten to this. I got into the third.
All right. Do you want me to tell you the big event that happened in the fifth episode, or no?
Well, no. But does it get better?
It depends how you look at it. Because what happens in the fifth one is really, it ties in more to the Marvel universe that started in the fourth one. There's no doubt. So yeah, you get past all the, or somewhat past all the little sitcom gitchy stuff.
I mean, I'm not hating it, but it's freaking me out, man. I feel like I'm on another planet myself watching it.
Yeah. Try to watch it this week, and then this next week we can talk about it, and we'll talk about the stuff that happened in the fifth episode and stuff like that, because there is some interesting developments that happened that are going to tie in other things. So
yeah, I just feel uncomfortable watching it, that's all. Now, Mulan and Soul, what were your thoughts on those two?
I liked both of them. I thought both of them were good movies, but neither one of them really grabbed me enough to make me want to try to watch them again or anything. Mulan I liked, but I already knew the story, of course, so that's... But I did like the same as The Lion King, I liked the camera work.
Yeah.
I liked seeing China, you know, you get to see parts of the Great Wall and the Forbidden City, or Imperial City, I guess, in that. So, and that looked really beautiful. It was really cool. The CGI at points, it seems a bit overdone to me. Especially when she was a girl and she was jumping off the roof and this and that, and it just doesn't look fluid. I'd rather have a less impressive gymnast do the actual stuff, so it actually looks like a human doing it instead of CGI. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then, but the story is good. I mean, it's just basically the same story as we all know and stuff like that. So it was good. I mean, it wasn't spectacular. I don't think I liked it as much as, the animated version, because it was missing the music and stuff. But it was still good. And then Soul, I just wish, and I tried to think of a live jazz musician who could have played in there, a real jazz musician who could have been like his mentor or something like that. And nobody popped off my, you know, popped into my head. And so I looked it up. And there is no, I'm sure that some of our listeners know jazz musicians who are alive right now, but none that I know. You know what I'm saying? None that are common names at this point of our history. It's not like back in the day when there was Louis Armstrong John Coltrane and people like that. And that's what I would have liked to have seen, was a real live musician, jazz musician in there that played a role in it. But I don't know, it was good. But I did realize that the last three movies that Pixar have made have all been about death, which is kind of depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, this one, Soul, Onward, and Coco all have death as their primary focus in the movie. So Pixar, lighten up a little bit. Go back to some toys and bugs and stuff.
No, I hear you. And like Soul, me and my wife both wanted to. I like jazz. I like the period pieces and different things like that. I love different things, but it just seemed like something was missing the whole time watching it. Like I was waiting for it to start taking me, and it just didn't.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean
Okay, characters... wait. Before you keep going, what I originally critiqued it with, saying that I didn't get to know Joe enough. I like the whole time. Didn't you want to know him more? Then I think they should have showed you more of him before they got rid of him.
Well, see the part that I was talking about, when his dad takes him to the jazz club and he sees the musician. Now, if that could have been Louis Armstrong in there playing, you know, or something like that, I think maybe you would have got a more of a poignant connection to Joe. But I understand what you're saying.
Show him struggling, show him playing as a teen, show him growing up. Like, let me fall in love with the guy even more. Not that I don't like him or anything, but I wasn't attached to him, so it didn't affect me that much. You understand what I'm saying, John? Didn't pull my really heartstrings.
They really didn't show you that part until he was already dead.
Yeah.
And then they showed, you know, him in the hospital bed and all that type of stuff and that bit. Yeah. I did like the Jerry and Terry characters that were there. They were kind of funny, you know. So,
but just like in The Lion King, if the very first scene they'd have killed Mufasa, it wouldn't have been the same, would it?
Yeah, you kind of missed that part.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have felt bad still, but it's like there was just... I didn't like the way they led the story. I enjoyed it. I liked it, but... because it wasn't as, it didn't grab me as much. I gave it a 6 out of 10.
You know, all in all, it did have a very good message, though.
Yeah.
You know, about embracing life, and even if you don't end up doing the thing in your life that really did give you a spark, you can still have a very good life out of, you know, and stuff like that. So it had a great message.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, it just didn't have as much character development as I'm used to in some of the other Pixar movies.
Yeah, because my wife was like, we're watching Soul, and for her to say we're watching a Disney movie, I'm like, yeah. So I was hoping for something, you know what I mean? But and Milan I liked a lot more than you, apparently. So you're wrong about that.
No, well, it was okay.
No, I enjoyed Milan. I liked all the action and everything else, so.
That's part of it, and obviously it's a Disney movie, so you can't have... I'm used to battle scenes, and there was no blood, so, you know? I know, but it's a Disney movie, so, yeah. But nobody bled, so all these people are dying, but nobody's bleeding, so...
Yeah, well, I was still...
It was nice to see that apparently the... The actors that played the Dothraki horde in Game of Thrones were able to find further work in Hollywood playing the horde that stormed the Imperial City.
There you go.
Those were some good horsemen, too.
Uh-huh, so, they were fantastic.
Yeah,
me and Brenda enjoyed it. So, and I started watching because of Tommy sent us the email about that Ted Lasseter.
Yeah.
So I watched the first episode of that. It was pretty good. It was okay.
Yeah, I don't have Apple TV, so I'm gonna have to watch the. I'll give you a couple episodes. Let me know how it is, because I've got so many subscription services already. I don't know if I need another one.
No, it was good. It was enjoyable. It's about an American. This is, I'll give you the cliff notes, and I'm sure Tommy will agree with me. As soon as I started watching it, I said it's this, but with soccer and football instead of baseball. Did you watch the Major League movies?
Yeah.
With Charlie Sheen and all, how the owners, the Indians owner, she inherits the team from her husband and she wants them to be horrible.
Yep.
Well, this movie's about, it's a lady from London who owns a soccer team. Her husband passed away. He was a cheater. And she was PO'd at him. So she fires the coach and she hires an American coach that's a Division IIA football, college football coach. You don't even coach soccer. Because she wants the team to fail so bad. So you know what's going to happen. He's going to be successful.
Yes, yes.
So it's Major League with soccer. But it's good. It's entertaining. I like it. I'm glad Tommy recommended it. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's a sports movie, John. Sports series.
Yeah, okay.
You'd like it.
Yeah, if it's set in the UK and they're drinking beer, so probably.
Oh yeah, it's the funny part of it is they're hiring the coach, and he don't know nothing about soccer, and it shows three soccer fanatics sitting in the bar, the normal three putzes, and the wanker. I mean, and the guy in the middle is calling him a wanker. This American wanker, you know, stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, three guys sitting at the bar. It was me, you, and Tommy.
There you go. Hooligans.
Yes, but anywho. But anyway, I watched that. It was pretty good. And then me and Brenda had the same thing. We got Netflix, Apple Plus, Hulu, Apple TV, Disney Plus, Netflix, Amazon Prime.
Yep.
We got them all, John. So, but anyway, Disney confirms, like I said, it will not host the Super Bowl parade at Walt Disney World this year. So that's very
probably sick. Probably that might be an indicator that the Buccaneers are actually going to win then. So the time I could actually go see my team and go.
You could actually go see them. So
yeah.
Tom Sawyer Island at Magic Kingdom reopens, John.
Well, I know you're happy about that.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's part of what we know. But with the ever-changing things of Disney, I still can't. I mean, all kidding aside, John, with everything that they have replaced and moved and everything, how the heck is this island still keep surviving? If you how valuable that real estate is.
I would just say the lack of need to have cast members working on it, I suppose. Very little infrastructure on it. Probably, one security guard walking over there or something for the day?
Yeah. But, I mean, with how the Magic Kingdom, before all this pandemic happened and everything, they're fighting for space over there. You know what I mean? I mean, they should put Tron's Light Cycle, a coaster, but not Tron, on the island there. How cool would that have been, John?
I don't know if that would have fit in with the Frontierland theme.
No, I'm saying not the Tron, but maybe some huge coaster and put it there, like some monster thing on the island.
Yeah, the what is it, the Disneyland in, I think, Tokyo or Shanghai, it does have Big Thunder Mountain Railroad on Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yeah, well, there you go. Something like that, but I don't know. I'm not a fan. Again, it's beautiful. It's part of the tradition, but if you're going to change tradition, and that would be one that could go. And then on top of that, my brother's favorite, the Liberty Bell returns to the rivers of America, John. So everything's back intact around Tom Sawyer's Island now. And I do love that boat ride around there. And I love the fact that they still have the American Indians burning down houses, John, on that trip.
Woohoo!
Ain't that nice?
It's history.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, the good old American Indian. The savages, we like to call them, right, John? Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind construction at Epcot. The roof coverings is in place on the queue and pre-show building. It is pretty cool the way the track's going to launch on that, John. Have you seen any of the diagrams of that?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of weird, like the old Universe of Energy building. Know how they made that connection area from the old to the new?
Yes.
From the way it looks, you're going to board the cars in the old building, go through that tunnel way that they built to connect the two, and then go out into the track and then come back and unload in the old building.
Yeah, I could believe that because the day I did the bus loop over there, you actually, there's a, I guess what would be the connecting, there's a building where the Universe of Energy was, and then the connecting built like an overpass that the buses go under, and then the huge, massive show building that is where the actual attraction is itself. It actually goes over the top of the road, so.
Yeah, so it looks like the coasters themselves are going to go from the old building down a little corridor into the big, you know, the area where all the action happens, if you follow me, then return back to the front.
Yep, that sounds about right.
More hardware arrives at World Showcase. How much more crap can they put in the middle of World Showcase, John?
Do it. I know Doug's view was already ruined, so what the heck? Put it all in there.
I mean, it just, like right now, even this picture I'm looking at now with the barges, I got the Earth, Wind, Fire, the whole building of Japan, I got Morocco, all these gorgeous buildings and then these big barges right in the center of the whole beautiful view. It'd be like all of a sudden just painting the Mona Lisa. All of a sudden just starting to paint little boats on the bottom of Mona Lisa, in my opinion, just ruin the picture. Because that's what these barges are doing. I mean, it's sad, dude. And I know I'm crying like a big baby, but one of my, like, an attraction in itself to me was the beauty of at nighttime and during the day of looking across World Showcase and seeing all the other buildings. Tell me that wasn't one of your favorite things to do, John. Grab a beer or a drink and just sit there and admire the beauty of World Showcase.
Yeah, it was nice. So I'm just hoping this show makes up for it. So.
Well, for it to make up to it, it needs to be twice as good as what Illuminations was, in my opinion. And I'm doubting it's even going to be as good as Illuminations.
Okay.
Two fireworks platforms are now in position on either side of the large Mexican show platform. And again, they're doing this for the same reason you talked about with Tom Sawyer's Island, so they don't have to pay employees to drive the barges back and forth every day. That's what this is all about. Is if they could bring that globe in every day, John, they could bring these barges in. Because these barges, are they bigger than the globe?
Yeah, definitely bigger than the globe.
No, I don't know. I'm crying.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, they're bigger than the globe.
Okay.
Believe me. I saw the globe backstage plenty of times. These things are much bigger than the globe.
So. Dude, you want to hear something crazy? My show, not my show, excuse me, pardon me, and I apologize, John, our show, but myself, I'm working this week, and all of a sudden, people are hearing my voice, our show's playing in the stairwell, I hear me yelling in the stairway as sheetrockers are rocking, John. And then
I do that every once in a while too, so you're not the only one.
What? But I'm talking about, other people listening to it, and it's freaking me out.
Oh, yeah. You're hearing other people. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant you hit the app on your phone or something.
No.
Other people doing it.
Guys are listening to us in the stairway. My plumber buddy on the job. And I told him I'd be mentioning him. He's been listening to the show all the time. So my poor buddy who's working with us, he gets to hear me in stereo. I'm yelling at him one way, and then I'm yelling on the podcast on the other. The guy goes to my buddy the plumber, he goes, is that Doug in there? This guy Dave, the big foreman, goes, is that Doug on your iPod? And he goes, yeah, that's his show. So I'm playing all over the job site, John. I had no idea.
Look at you. Yeah, you know, I would think a Doug on the job is probably enough Doug for one day. Maybe on the way home. I don't know about two at the same time, though.
Oh, dude, it was sad, but it is nice. I mean, I'm told I sound good, John, and I feel like I'm an old snotty, stuffed-up Snagglefuss. What was his? Snigglefuss on the Sesame Street?
Yeah, I think so, something like that.
Yeah, I don't feel, but they made me feel good. We got quite a few followers on the job site now, John.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, good for us. I don't mind hearing your voice roaming around the building, John.
Oh, yes.
No, now I got to watch what I say even more, John. I could get more trouble than I already do.
No, already that guy that you were talking about, you know, whooping up on last week, he's probably already looking for you. So.
No. Ain't it lovely, John? Don't you? This mouth on this show couldn't possibly get me in any more trouble than I'm already in. So, short refurbishment plan for Swiss Family Treehouse, John, in March. I wonder what they're doing to that.
Probably just painting, replacing the ropes.
It's one of those things that we do a lot, and then I forget it's even there sometimes. What about you?
I usually run through it once because I know there's no queue for it and stuff like that. So, like, if I do a real Magic Kingdom day, yeah, I usually try to do it. But it's not one that if I'm going out there to ride an attraction, I don't make a special trip to do the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. But it actually was one of JJ's favorite movies. So even though it was done before I was a kid, but, yeah, he still liked it. So.
Your favorite, John, Mad Tea Party at the Magic Kingdom closing later this month for a refurbishment.
Let's say the last time I did Mad Tea Party, I might have had a little too much the night before, and I probably won't be doing Mad Tea Party ever again.
Dude, so. I could take 75 Benadryl and still not be able to go on that. Benadryl. What is the one for flying?
That thing. Motion sickness.
Yeah, what the heck? I can't think of the name. But I could take a whole bottle of that, and I'd still get the Mad Tea Party and me just don't make it, John.
Yeah, growing up as a kid, when me and my buddy when me and my buddy first got our annual passes, we used to go on Mad Tea Party, and it would be a spin contest to see how fast we could get that dang thing going. And I was still doing that with JJ when he was a kid, but I did it about one time when he was about 12, and that was the last time I'll do it. So, no thank you.
Nah, my grandfather, when he used to run Clementon Lake or work at Clementon Lake Park and all, and he used to run a ride called the Tilt-A-Whirl. And I would go to that park every single weekend during the summer and multiple times during the week. You know, and his ride was the only one I wouldn't ride. It was the same thing. It was like it spun the same kind of way as almost the teacups, but it had a big back to it, so it swung more, if you know what I mean. So it was...
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah,
whipped you like.
Times.
It was... Nah. What else we have, Johnny?
Wait, Doug, should we say that the Mad Tea Party is not our cup of tea?
There you go, John. There you go. Good one, John.
All right. Well, speaking of, it's time for the bad Disney bus driver joke of the week.
Okay. Go ahead, Johnny.
All right. What does Daisy Duck say when she's buying lipstick?
What does Daisy Duck say? Quack, quack.
How about... No, it won't be cash. It won't be charged. Just put it on my bill.
Oh, Jesus. how many times you told that one, John?
I'm working on them, man. I'm working on them. So.
Now, where are you finding these at?
Just the other guys.
Okay.
And the ladies. So.
There you go.
Actually, there's more female bus drivers than you would have thought. You know that? So.
That scares me, John. All those women drivers around property. Oh, did I just say that out loud?
Doug said that? Doug Davis?
Dude, I get in trouble. It's an inside joke with me and my wife. Like, every time I see a woman doing something, like, I'll just say it to get her blood pressure boiling, if you follow me. It's one of those jokes. You know what I mean? Like, when I see the female referees in basketball or in football, I'll start picking on them, and she gets so mad. I said, I can't believe a woman's doing that. Just to get her aggravated. But
you know what buttons to push, don't you?
Oh, it's just fun. Video display.
You know, her best response would be, you know what? I had a male gynecologist for several years.
There you go, John. That's the rated R version of John right there. Believe it or not, she never did, so she's smarter than me and you.
Yeah, neither is Lisa. So.
Video display testing on the Canada Harmonious Show platform barge. So what's there, one for each country now?
You got me, buddy. I don't know. Then your countries would be blocked, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Dude, there's a picture right here, and I don't know what my problem is. Why am I saying dude tonight? What am I, nuts? It's kind of like. But anyway, testing of the Harmonious Show platform barges is continuing in World Showcase Lagoon at Epcot this week. Seen here is the Canada barge displaying the test sequence on the side of the video display. And it has all these letters like F5, G5, H5. I don't know what the heck that's all about. But what I was going to say when I said dude is the pictures are showing here. From the ground level, you can't see half the country. Each panel
that's going to be in the way, right?
Oh, big time. Each panel that makes up the display is individually labeled and with a test code as crews test the setup ahead of each panel being combined into a single large video screen. So I don't know what this is all about, but these barges are really, really blocking the way.
You know, I saw some... That night I did do the employee shuttle backstage for Epcot. I had to park at the one side of Spaceship Earth and wait for people who actually never showed up. It was just random driving. But anyhow, I'd park there and wait 5 minutes for nobody to ever show up. But it was right behind Spaceship Earth, and they were actually doing some lighting testing on Spaceship Earth that night. So it was like 12:15, 12:30 in the morning, and there was all kinds of special effects going on in Spaceship Earth. It was pretty cool. So,
well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And how you were speaking about Louis Armstrong, they actually have his trumpet and all inside this new soul display at the American Adventure. So that's pretty cool, John.
Yeah. Hey, look, that fit in. All right. Good.
Yep. So it's pretty cool. It's the Soul of Jazz and American Adventure is now open at Epcot, celebrating the American musical arts from the originated by African Americans. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Inside, you can discover artifacts from legendary jazz musicians, including Louis Armstrong and Bix Beiderbecke. So, you can also use the Disney... You can also use the Play Disney Parks mobile app to interact with the exhibit and test your knowledge of jazz, which I would have none. And then it has a picture of Seoul, Joe from Seoul, and a map of the United States. It's pretty cool, John.
So, yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
I like when they add new stuff like this.
Yeah, and it's always, they switch out those exhibits inside there about every year and a half or so. It seems like about 18 months, I think. So.
And can I tell you a little pet peeve, because I was going to get into it when we were talking about the movies and Seoul and Milan and all this other stuff. But you know when you're watching TV shows, it drives me nuts the last couple weeks. I notice it all the time. Like, I don't know, did you ever watch Hawaii Five-0 or Blue Bloods? You watch any of them?
No.
You watch cop shows in the past and stuff like that, and you still watch TV. But the last two nights, it bothers me. You ever notice that even in the movies, every time our fearless hero or somebody's caught, they never have cell service. You ever notice this? Like, nobody ever, ever, ever has cell service. They get broken down out in a boat in the ocean. Oh, nobody's cell phone works. They get caught and they're in a building. Their cell phone never works. You ever notice this?
Well, that's the new thing, because you obviously have to have people, you know, by themselves, or there has to be that peril. You know, back in the day, you would just use your phone. So, but nowadays, to do that, they have to say that the phone's dead, or you don't have service, or come up with a good excuse of why you can't just call somebody.
Like, I watched Hawaii Five-0 for years, and I rewatched some of them. They're on Amazon Prime and stuff. It's like, anytime they break down or something happens on that island, they don't have phone service. I mean, every single time. Same thing the other night, a couple weeks ago, I'm watching Blue Bloods. They're in the basement of a house, trapped. And they could stand by the front window, and they have no cell service, John, in the middle of New York City. I mean, it's just aggravating. It's like it's lazy writing, if you understand what I'm saying. At least have the guy grab their phones and bust them. You follow me? Do
yeah.
something.
Or forget to put them on the charger the night before or something like that,
yeah.
So they're not charged.
Yeah.
There'll be better excuse.
Yeah, they'll have 20 people with no cell service. It's just one of my – as Arsenio used to say, things that make you go, hmm. So, but anyway, what else we have here, John? How's the bus routes been doing? You have any good stories this week?
I don't know if I had any new stories. I know. Another PSA for folks out there: when you're going on vacation and you're a new parent, just because it's the biggest stroller doesn't necessarily mean it's the best stroller. Really think about what you need that stroller for, and do you want to lug it and fold it and unfold it 14 times a day as you go in and out of buses and in and off the monorail. Well, the monorail you can usually leave it up, but especially buses, and people seem to get very agitated when you have to fold your stroller on a bus. You have to. It's just the rules. And they get very agitated when I ask them to fold their strollers, especially the ones that are like 14 feet wide and 30 feet long, and they're huge. So fold your stroller, and after you buy your stroller, practice folding it 3 or 4 times before you go on vacation so you know how to do it when you get out there. And have your husband do it too, because he's usually going to be the one that gets stuck doing it as you grab the kid and run into the bus. It's usually these husbands that have never folded the strollers before and have no clue how to fold it up. So,
and I'll give you even a further one. How about you fold it up before you get on the bus? Like, don't wait till the bus pulls up,
everybody
goes on,
does.
And then make everybody wait
does.
For you. What's that?
Everybody does. Everybody waits. It's so frustrating. You know the bus is coming. It's on the marquee. I'm going to Coronado Springs. You see me friggin' 150 feet away. Fold the stroller up then. Don't wait until I park and lower the bus, and then you're blocking. Well, there was one woman today who was folding a stroller, and she blocked the other 20 people behind her waiting to get on the bus because she had to take her time to fold the stroller.
She
knew where I was going. So
it's all about them. It's all about her.
Yeah,
her kid is the only important kid on the planet. You know, that's how it is, because I watch how many times sitting there waiting at the bus stop, and I would sit there and stare saying, they're going to let that kid sleep to the very – that 13 seconds or 50 seconds or 1 minute – is going to mean the difference in the child's happiness for the rest of its life, John, if they don't wake that kid up.
And I understand, Doug, you had godsons. I had a son. I understand the most important person in your entire life is your child. I understand that concept. However, that parent sitting next to you, standing next to you, the most important person in their entire life is their child. So realize that everybody should have that same, feeling about their own children. And just because you feel that way doesn't necessarily mean Frank feels that way about your child. So,
The bottom line is, be considerate. Fold up your carts. When you get to the bus stop, fold it up and hold your kid's hand. You love them so much, play with them. Most of these parents, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but most of the parents are so high, the kid's asleep, they'd rather be on their phone than play with their kid.
You got it.
Yep. So now I got to suffer because you're too lazy to get your stuff together. Anyway, the Bahamas has food now at the at Epcot, John.
Oh, for the art festival?
Yeah, the Bahamas tasting booth. They have some jerk chicken. There were some reviews on there. You haven't had a chance to get by any of these, have you, John?
You're kidding, right?
I'm just saying, on your trips lately, you haven't had any chances, have you, buddy?
No, I haven't been out to the park since before Christmas. So,
No. And they have nice a Goombe Smash. 9 ounces of Bohemian Rum Punch for $7, John.
Sounds kind of tasty.
Yeah, it's almost $1 an ounce.
You know, it's losing its tastiness.
Yes, it's almost $1 an ounce, John. It's right in the top of any of the anything. I don't know if there's many things worth more an ounce on the planet, do you, John, than that punch?
Liquid? Not a whole lot.
No.
Certainly not gasoline. That's all we do is complain about gas. So, yeah, gas certainly is not that price.
Yeah, the jerk chicken there, they enjoyed that. And then they had the Cuban tasting booth is at the Mardi Gras. Have you thought about have you ever been to that Universal Mardi Gras deal?
We've tried to go a couple of times and never actually made it out there. And then the 1 year we really were going to go, I looked up the food and it didn't look like, it's not the same as like the food festivals at Disney and stuff like that, because me and Lisa really love Cajun food and Creole food, and it doesn't look like they had anywhere near authentic Cajun or Creole cooking. So, I mean, they like to, mostly Universal, and it's a generalization, people, but mostly they're all about getting their drink on. So, you know, that's mostly what the Mardi Gras festival is for, and a lot of Halloween Horror Nights looks like a lot of fun, but there's a lot of just getting your drink on there too.
Yeah, so. I have no interest. Never, ever, ever. Well, if I had the choice of going to Hollywood Horror Nights or working, I'd work.
There's been some haunted houses that I really wanted to see. Back when The Walking Dead was popular, I wanted to see that one, but they had the one from American Werewolf in London, and I really wanted to go to that one. So there's been some out there that I've really wanted to go to, but then I've always heard rumors that there's like psycho clowns running around, and I can't stand clowns to begin with. And then if they look like a murderous clown, I'm just not into it. So,
but no, I'd have no shot there.
No, you wouldn't make it. You'd walk in, somebody'd scare you, and you'd punch him in the face and get arrested and go to jail.
Yeah, so, something would happen. Work out well. I can't deal with all that stuff. Speaking of dealing with stuff, poor Christopher Plummer passed away this week, and he was in Up and National Treasure Star, and he was a good actor. Sound of Music. You know,
well,
who I'm talking about, right,
John?
Well,
then if he was in Sound of Music, then so.
What's that?
I said he had been around for a while. If
he was 91, John.
Yeah, I guess so.
91. He had a heck of a film career. So, but Christopher Plummer, he was a good guy. What else we have here, Johnny? Beauty and the Beast journal arrives at Walt Disney World. They got a new Beauty and the Beast journal book out. It's pretty cool. Did you see the Circle D Ranch over there? They had a couple new ponies born. New baby horses born. They were beautiful. Have you seen pictures of them yet?
Yeah, I think I saw them the other day, and I see that new ranch or that new barn every time I go over to Fort Wilderness, and that's a beautiful facility. And talk about A1. If you're a horse, that's probably where you want to live at.
That's so, the Taj Mahal for horses.
Yeah, there's no doubt whatsoever.
So, as Dale Earnhardt used to call his garage the Garage Mahal, that's the Barn Mahal for the horses. So, Jungle Cruise Little Golden Book arrives this spring. You know what that is, John?
No, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to let us know as soon as it loads. It doesn't want to load here, John, of course.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, this site takes forever. This is the site I read the story from that I got in trouble for.
Oh, see.
Jungle Book, Little Golden Book arrives this spring. The Golden Book have been a Disney staple for many years. Recently, it was announced the Haunted Mansion Golden Book would be released this summer. Now there's one more, the Little Golden Book, to be excited about. Another Golden Book based on a classic Disney attraction being released in the theme of the Jungle Book. So, climb aboard the Jungle Cruise and get ready for an adventure of a lifetime featuring terrifying tigers, mysterious ruins, and the eighth wonder of the world. Readers can experience Disney Park's world-famous Jungle Cruise attraction like never before in this new Little Golden Book. The book will become available at major retailers starting March 25th of this year. Pre-order copies of this adorable little golden book from Amazon and receive on release day. A hardback copy will currently only cost you how much, John?
$24.95.
$4.99, John.
Oh, well, hey.
But it goes to show you how you know what Disney usually charges, John.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I see it now. It's the kid's book, the golden, that type
yeah.
of golden book.
Yep.
I was thinking more of like a journal or something, but yeah. Oh, that's kind of cute. Then for $5, I'd probably buy that and put it on the shelf.
Yep. What's this? Bonjour Village is now being painted green at Disney World. That's an...
That area where that shop is over there by Beauty and the Beast and the restaurant, right?
Yeah. Village Gifts continues to receive an eye green exterior at the Magic Kingdom. It is an eye green. It looks like it's a moss green, basically. But I think it looks pretty cool myself.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad.
Hey. What are you, at the Walmart, John?
I am.
Yeah, you know, I could tell because now you can see stuff.
I am. I got the tablet out. So, look at this. That's probably, yeah. Doug, I still don't get this. I'm looking at a Mickey thing that has onion rings in it, and it's a Mickey ear hat with onion rings, but it's at Disney's California Adventure. How is this at Disney's California Adventure if it's not open?
Dude, you figured that one out, and that you'll win the $24 million prize, John. I don't know. It is weird. I read a lot of these. Disney snack carts return to Disney's California Adventure serving popcorn. How are they doing that?
I don't know. I'm reading through this and they're acting like it's open, but it's not open, right? I mean, California Adventure is not open.
No. So I don't.
Whatever. That's bizarrely weird.
No, it is.
As far as I knew, all the parks are still closed in California.
Let's see this here now. I got to hit this. What's it saying here again? Disney California has been reopening dining locations since the lift of the California stay-at-home order. So I guess that part is open, the dining establishment, not the rides, John.
How long did they used to go into...
I don't know, John. Don't get political. We can't talk about it. Anything I say or do might get me in trouble here.
Well, you're just a troublemaker.
Yeah,
that's all.
But Disney's California Adventure has been reopening dining locations since it lifted a California stay-at-home order. And today, the plethora of snack carts opened to serve guests. Also opening today was Carthay Circle Restaurant and Smoke Jumpers Grill. So.
Okay.
So you can go buy a $5 churro or $4.75. Send churro if you want.
Or get you some onion rings and an ear hat, but you can't ride the Toy Story. So,
no.
All right.
Dude, it cracks me up. I was in Target today, and I kid you not, because it's supposed to snow here tomorrow, and you know, John, if it does snow, you will never get out of your house again. You won't be able to eat. That's the way people act around here. Every loaf of bread, the aisles are cleared out. You'd think we're going to get... anywhere between 3 to 6 inches tomorrow, and you'd think we're getting 3 to 6 feet.
Oh, you know, and the trucks will stop running. I mean, there will be no trucks running all the rest of the next week, Doug.
No,
so,
dude.
Yeah, I mean, nope. there'll
you're
be nobody
starve.
To resupply your stuff. So.
Yep. No food. But I was in Target today, and no kidding, there was probably, I'd say, 200 people in this Target, John. So I don't understand how you could have 200 people in a Target, but you can't have 40 people at a restaurant. You can't work every third or fourth treadmill at a gym and without them breaking their stones, if you follow me, John.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what's telling me is, and it just tell me I'm wrong, that places like Target, Walmart, and these stores pay more money to the politicians than what a little gym will. Am I wrong?
Yeah, probably. So.
Yes.
Yeah,
so their campaign funds are all supplied by the Waldens and the Target owners and people like this. So those stores are allowed to stay open and have as many. There's no, dude, if 7,000 people wanted to go in that Target today, they were allowed.
Yeah, so they don't even have the counters at the doors anymore like they did when they first
opened. Dude, no, there hasn't been any. But you can't go watch a basketball game and have In a monster arena, you can't 25% around here and get, or you'll get screamed at. You get what I'm saying? It's just it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they started. Been watching some of the. Oh, Doug, I was gonna tell you this too. Okay, so you know you've been bragging the last couple of weeks, of course, on your highfalutin plans you have for your wife and your mother-in-law on Valentine's Day, because Doug's just the best husband in the world and he makes dinner and so.
Don't forget how good-looking and handsome I am.
Yeah, last 2 weeks. And so I went and I did something very special for my beautiful wife this
week. There you go.
But my wife is a little different than the typical woman, shall we say. So
well, she married you. We figured that out a long time ago.
I got her the NHL Center ice package to watch all the hockey she wants. So there you go, sweetheart. Happy Valentine's Day. And she was tickled to death.
There you go. That's awesome.
And, well, it's an important fact to, you know, me and you've been, we got a little experience with this whole marriage thing, Doug. People, or especially guys that are just getting married, know your wife.
Yeah.
If, and
pay attention.
He likes. If I took that same amount of money and bought Lisa another piece of jewelry, she'd look at me like I was a goon. Or if I brought home 4 dozen batches of roses, she would call me an idiot.
Yeah.
But you know, getting the center ice package for her so she can watch hockey all the time, that makes her happy. So know what your wife likes and don't just go with the every kiss begins with K commercial.
Yes.
You know? So.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. But you're right, John. You got to pay attention. And then like the guys at work all the time, though, you don't fight, you don't do this. And I brag about because my beautiful wife, she gets up every morning at 5 o'clock and or four, you know, 5 o'clock with me, and she makes my lunch every day before work. And the guys are like, I can't believe she does that. But I'll also go shopping on the way home. I do whatever she needs, if you understand what I'm saying. Mom needs prescriptions. I run to the store. I don't complain. You got to give to get is the moral to the story. Am I right, John?
Yeah, it's all about a trade-off, and it's also about not sweating the small stuff, you know? I mean,
and wanting to do. This is the woman you fell in love with. You want to take care of.
Yeah, remember why you're there.
You know, so do the right thing. So, anywho, did you see these closer look at the new Key to the World cards at Walt Disney World? So we're back to cards now, John.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, they're cool. I mean, I want every one of them just to put over here on the desk so I could, you know, have it with all the 7,000 magic bands. But,
yeah, because you need them, right?
But after we learned about the new Key to the World design debuting at Walt Disney World, we went in search of them at the resort so we could get a closer look at them. And it has, you know, it has the fab, you know, 6 on there, basically. Not the 5, but 6.
Yeah,
you know, Minnie, Mickey, Goofy, Pluto, Daisy, and Donald, right?
Yep.
So, Key to the World cards act as room key, park tickets, and credit cards. They have mostly fallen out of use in the past several years as magic bands were used, but resort guests are no longer receiving free magic bands, so now they're going to get the cards again, which I really don't care. I like the key. It's like, why did you even give out the magic bands, John, if you're going to go back to these?
I don't know, but I do like, see, it wasn't the Fab 6, Doug. It was the Sensational 6.
I'm sorry,
the Fab
John.
5, yeah.
The Fab 5, I know, Johnny. You're right. You're right. Sensational 6 is what they're called? I never knew that, John.
Apparently, that's what it says in here. So.
Oh, I didn't see that at all. So I just said Fab 5 because that's usually what they consider. They don't usually give you a 6, do they?
No, it's usually the Fab 5, and that one's not including Daisy, but now they put Daisy in there, so now they're the Sensational 6.
Well, they had to have 3 women, and, well, what do they have, 2
you're
women?
You're probably right, that's probably...
Yeah, they had to add an extra woman to it, because they only had 1 woman. They had to have at least 2.
Yeah, so you gotta have 2.
Well,
you gotta have 2 dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 dogs,
and I guess,
2 men, 2 women, you gotta be all fair.
Yep.
I'm surprised it's not gonna have to be a female dog, John, there's a problem. New Raya and the Last Dragon Magic Band arrive at Walt Disney World. Like, we're not going to give them to you, but Jesus Christmas, we're going to make a gazillion of them for you to buy, right, John?
No, you can buy them.
Baby Horses has joined the Tri-Circle D Ranch. We said that. They're both beautiful horses, and it's amazing how much they look like their parents, isn't it?
Yeah. They're very, very cute horses.
They both look like mini-me's. What else we have here, John? I've read that story, so it kicks you out and reloads a different way. You know how that works.
Yeah, so I get to take my break sometimes at Pride Rock over at Animal Kingdom. So I ran into one of my friends from the Lion King show, and it was nice seeing her and stuff. But and this is all rumors and speculations, of course, but I don't think it's a big reveal. But I can tell you a little bit about what they're going to revamp the Lion King show into. Of course, they're going to get rid of the dancing kid part. They will not be taking the kids out of the crowd. That's the one I figured right away. They're getting rid of that part. They're getting rid of the monkeys. At least the act where they do so much of the gymnastics. And that's basically because they don't want them to wear gloves and with everybody's hands in the same place all the time. It just wouldn't work. And then the proximity to each other is just not going to work. And then supposedly they're not going to have the bird act either. So probably two of the most popular parts of the entire show are just not going to be there for a while. But, you know, at this point, I'd just be happy to see any version of it back. So
I hear you. And I was going to make the point earlier, if TTA and the other rides that have been closed forever over there in Tomorrowland, if they don't open and then they're shutting down. Good thing they opened up the riverboat and Tom Sawyer's Island, because if they're closing down the tea party, Tom Sawyer, or what is it, the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, if all that stuff was closed at once, what would you be going to see, John?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't even going to get on that stuff. You know, they're there for Big Thunder and Space Mountain and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Space Mountain keeps breaking down too lately a lot.
Yeah.
This is sad, John. Did you read this the other day? I read this. I hope it's not closed when I come. They're closing down the my old favorite restaurant, John, the Rose and Crown, for looks like a month.
Oh, no.
For a refurbishment. You know, if I came down and that's closed, that's going to be very sad for me.
You probably just turn around and head back to New Jersey, wouldn't you?
It wouldn't be that bad, but I would seriously think about it. But yeah, they're doing a little bit of a closure on that, so hope it isn't like how long that the TTA took, because this might be closed for 6 months.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. As one of the restaurants that was opened first when Epcot reopened, they probably do need to clean up a little bit and refurb some of that stuff, so maybe they're going to... I don't know. Maybe they're going to take some of that stuff out, because I told you that, especially that bar area, that's like the amount of distance between you and the bartender is amazing. It's like two plastic shields and a face mask and a whole bunch of stuff. So
well, we shall see, but it'd be very sad if I can't go in and get my bangers and mash, John.
I know your feeling.
What else do we have here, Johnny? I'm trying to read along here. It shot me back to my very first stories, and nothing else is available here. I do not get those onion rings, though, in that hat. They do not look appealing to me. Do they, you?
Yeah, I haven't eaten tonight, so probably a little bit, but not much.
They're going to have WandaVision. Photo op opens at legendary pass holders at Disneyland. Like, they have like crazy stuff open, but I don't get it. I don't understand the whole Disneyland deal. Robbie, you got to let me know what the hell's going on out there.
All right. So here's a bit of a story. I do like this, Doug. The new red cast members are the magic t-shirt comes to the carousel of products. 100% of proceeds benefit the cast member pantry.
Oh. And that is what, a Carousel of Progress t-shirt?
No, actually, it's just it's for the WDW News Today, them guys. They made the shirt with a quote from Walt Disney on the front, and it just says cast members are the magic on the back, but they're donating 100% of the proceeds to the cast member pantry, because there still is an awful lot of my fellow cast members that are unemployed down here and struggling a bit. So, yeah, any money given to the cast member pantry fantastic. I really like that idea. Oh. So
I don't know. I feel bad. I might have to buy one of them. Go over to WDW News today and buy one from those guys. And I might. I'll probably try to get one, John. But I don't think they're hurting as bad as Bob Iger and Chapek and all them, John. They only made $80 million between them this year. I mean,
well, maybe they'll make a T-shirt for them too.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they ought to do a fundraiser and all, John. They ought to do a beef and beer for them, John.
Says the front of the shirt has the quote from Walt Disney: "You can design and create and build the most wonderful place in the world, but it takes people to make the dream a reality."
You hear that, Bob and Bob? You hear that?
The back reads, "Cast members are the magic." So, yeah, and that actually is a really cool looking shirt. So I may have to buy me one of these. So,
well, listen to Cheapy Chapek and money grubbing Bob Iger. You know, listen to that. Maybe you guys ought to understand those 30,000 cast members that you laid out while you're still getting. I think one was a $21 million bonus and the other one was a $14 million or whatever the heck they cleared. So sad. What else, John? I don't see much else, do you?
No, I don't see much other stuff, so. Trying to think if I had any interesting stories of the week. It's all blending together now. I can't remember where I drove today and what I did yesterday. And so,
have you done any new routes that you haven't done before?
I did Disney Springs twice this week. Got stuck over there two nights for my overtime days. And, Disney Springs is different to work out of. Both days I was kind of a floater, which just means I'm hanging around waiting for them to send me messages to go places and pick people up and stuff. But, yeah, I've been on Epcot, and most of the place I work out of is I go to Epcot and I park my car, and then I get the paddle sheet, which is the work sheet for the day, you know, and it always has me taking a shuttle over to Animal Kingdom. So I end up working out of Animal Kingdom of Hollywood Studios for most of the day. And then all I do is end up driving a bus back at the end of the night to Epcot. But yeah, for the most part, I've driven out of Animal Kingdom and taken my lunch breaks in Animal Kingdom. So,
well, one of these days you'll be driving just Epcot, probably. One of these
days. I don't know. The way they have this all set up now, it's a little bizarre. I'm happy when I get that sheet that says Epcot on it all day. So that's what makes me happy. And then I can take my break in my car and that type of stuff. But it's still going well. I really enjoy it. And I'm happy to meet and talk to some people. I haven't met any listeners of the show. And like I was saying, Doug, this is going to be a random crapshoot of running into people, because it's not like my other positions where you knew I was going to be at Festival of Lion King for 7 hours. You knew I was working somewhere at Pirates of the Caribbean for 7.5 hours. The bus, I'm one of, probably 900 bus drivers all around property. So it's going to be nearly impossible to actually run into me out there. So,
well, I know for a fact me and Brenda will ride your bus. But
yeah, you can try. You can try.
Yeah, well, I know at lunchtime I could get a text from somebody. He could tell me where he's going to be.
Yeah, the only thing is if the bus doesn't break down, we can do our best. We'll try. But if the bus doesn't break down or if I end up running behind, but you will have probably enough patience to wait 10 or 15 minutes. So, some of the other people that I try to run into, if I'm not there at 10:06, they're probably going to leave. So,
Yeah, me and Brenda will be waiting for you. I might have to track your phone, John.
You could probably do that and have the phone in the backpack. So.
Yeah, I could track you, buddy. I'll find you. Don't worry about that. I'll hunt you down, John.
Hopefully I'm on a good bus that day, a really nice looking bus. And it's always, if I get a bus that starts with 5-2, it makes me happy, because that's one of the good wraps. It's either the Figment one or the Toy Story one or Cars or one of those. If it starts with 4-8, then I get sad, because that's an old Nova bus. Oh, no.
It says 2 Walt Disney World 1971 baseball jerseys now available at Disney. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's available. And they're pretty cool. They have the one has Mickey with the Epcot kind of logo. Mickey with the ears on the Epcot ball kind of deal. The old school one. And then the other one's Walt Disney World, it says on the jersey, 1971. And the one with the Epcot just has 71. I think I like that one. I like both of them, but I think I like that one better. The gray Walt Disney World jersey is $59.99. And I guess they're both $59.99. They're really cool, John. I want one of these. And then they both have 71 in the back. And then they have, like, did you see these yet?
I haven't seen those, but I've got an older baseball jersey from a couple of years ago that's pretty nice.
Well, if you leave that site and reload it, it just popped up the story, so you'll see it.
Okay. Yeah, I've got that baseball jersey. I've got a football Mickey Mouse jersey. And then somehow we ended up with, like, three hockey ones, a Pluto one, a Grumpy one, and somebody else. So we got quite a collection of sports Disney merchandise.
Yeah. You headed into Walmart or you headed into Walmart tonight or no?
Nope, heading home.
And what time you got to be up tomorrow now?
7:30.
This is the other thing, John. Disney files patent for smart merchandise display. Is it going to be like a computer where you don't have employees and all the and you just buy the clothes and they come out to you like a big vending machine, it kind of looks like?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. It looks like it's going to be a big vending machine. So Bob can make a little more money, John. That's about it. I'm still sad about it. They better fix my three Cavieros, John, or tell me what's going on with that.
You don't like the cardboard cutouts?
No, I just think that's so... That's Great Adventure style, John, not Disney. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know if that's Great Adventure. That's more like your local carnival.
Yeah, it is. It's the carnival in the Walmart parking lot is what that is.
Exactly.
So, I'm sorry, Great Adventure. I apologize. Busch Gardens, I'm sorry. So, I don't know. Oh, Johnny, I hope your Tampa Bay Buccaneers do well for you tomorrow.
As do I. Looking forward to it. Although, I think my son and my wife won't even be able to watch the game. They'll be too stressed out. So,
are you kidding?
No. Pickle's a Orlando Magic fan, and he can, unless they're leading by like 10, he can hardly watch the game. It drives him nuts that much.
Jeez, like, dude. You better get them two some Xanax or something.
Yeah. Lisa wouldn't watch the Lightning games until they were leading by two. And I'm like, well, what's the purpose of being a fan if you can't even watch it? I mean, I realize you put your heart and soul into a team and it really sucks when they lose, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
yeah, look at me with the Eagles all those years, John. I watched that Super Bowl. I couldn't have been happier. I mean, yeah, my nerves were pumping, like I was, but that was the whole joy of it—to finally see them there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. They have Frontierland and Reese at the Magic Kingdom. They got Magic Bands now for the different lands. They're pretty cool, John. They're making Magic Bands for everything, but don't want to sell them no more. I'm giving them to you no more.
I just want them to come out for the resorts.
Yeah, I'm shocked they don't have them yet. Have you heard anything about Riverside yet?
No. All-Star Movies is still supposed to open in March. Blizzard Beach is supposed to open in March, and I've seen a lot of activity going on there. So I have a good feeling that's going to reopen on schedule sometime in March, maybe beginning of April. Try to get some of the spring break crowd a little bit to go to a water park. So, and actually, I know you guys are cold up there, but this has been the coldest Central Florida winter we've had in probably 20, 25 years, with consistent temperatures, days of just being in the 50s, which is really strange for Florida, so especially Central Florida. So
when we came down in February, this exact time of year, John, 12 years ago to the day, we brought Mom down for her 75th birthday. And that whole week, we woke up, had frost on the window.
Yeah, it's unusual that, and believe me, it gets chilly once or twice every year. You know, we're always going to have a night or two in the 30s, something like that. But the fact that it's been hanging around for several days is what's unusual. When it's in the 30s and the 30s every morning for like 4 or 5 days is what makes us Floridians go, I can't wear my flip flops outside. And that's depressing. So, yeah, I know.
Dude,
I know.
We had it where. The first 2 days we got there was in the 70s. It was gorgeous. Then 5 straight days in a row, it was freezing in the morning, freezing at night, and then the last day we left, it was 80.
Yeah.
But we had a 5-day run in the middle where the girls were staying home at night, and we were headed to the park. So that was the time I told you that. The time that me and Jimmy rode Splash Mountain, I don't even know how many times we just kept waving the man through at extra magic hours.
You know, that could have, Doug, I wouldn't be surprised if you were out there at extra magic hours that time and I was there with my son riding Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, because the night we were out there doing that, it was frigidly cold.
Yep.
So, but we were there at the same time before we knew each other. So.
Yep, probably. And when we went to Epcot and we were doing that and we were at Epcot and the girls stayed home that night, and Jimmy and Mark, they got on Mission Space like 4 or 5 times in a row. And
Ugh.
You know, I was roaming around just hanging out, and we were in hoodies and sweatshirts, but nobody was there. Like, I did Test Track like 4 or 5 times in a row, just got off and got back on. Now, how often do you get to do that?
Hardly ever. Yeah, hardly ever.
Did freeze, though, when it was in the outside.
Yeah, I bet.
But it was cool. And did you hear this too, John? Disney Cruise Line looks like it's down for almost a year in Canada. They're banning it to 2022.
Yeah, I've heard some of that stuff too. So, yeah. I did see a story a couple of weeks ago, Doug, about it's nobody that works for Disney or anybody in that that job, but a economic predictor who is predicting that for the most part, Florida economy and tourism will be back close to normal by 2022, because they're hoping that as soon as everybody or a vast majority of this population has the vaccine, at least one of the versions, that there is this huge anticipatory flux of people that are just waiting for Disney to get back to normal, and they will come flooding. So I think by 2022, we're hoping that Central Florida's economy is getting back to normal. And what I'm really looking forward to is hopefully seeing some conventions start scheduling at some point, because more than just Disney, the Orange County Convention Center is a huge employer in this area, and the fact that they've been down for almost a year now it's a huge impact on that I-Drive area.
No, so. I believe it.
Just massive. So yeah, at least Disney is back to some kind of
normality
business. Yeah, but you know, those conventions, there are none. So it's scary on that side of town. It really is. So, but we're thinking on our vacation of switching from our studio at the Polynesian to the one bedroom at Old Key West. It's only like 14 more points.
Oh, just for me and Brenda? Thank you.
Yeah, come on down. It's a party.
Yeah.
Oh, it sleeps 5.
There you go.
So, but yeah, we're thinking about that because, you know, JJ's pretty much an adult now. So all of us squeezing into a studio is getting a bit annoying. So it would be nice. And that way we'd have a full kitchen and the whole bit. So we're thinking about it.
No, and when are you? What time is that going to be?
May 1st through the 7th.
Okay, that's a possibility. I know our friend Melissa is going to be down there too. So remember, I was trying to straddle the two.
Yeah.
So
you'll see me regardless. So you know,
yeah.
If I'm not on vacation, I'll be at on the bus. So
yeah, we're definitely going to get to see you. What I'm looking forward to. So. But anyhow, John, I'll let you get home. I know you're tired and exhausted. There wasn't a ton of Disney news this week, but every week from here on out, I think it's going to get a little more. I get my second shot on Thursday, John, so wish me luck. I don't have any reaction to it.
You'll be fine. You tough guy, you.
Yeah, nah, I'm a baby. You know, man, the toughest man is the biggest sis when it comes to medical attention. Am I wrong?
I'm not a big sis. I just don't go.
There you go, John.
That's my problem. It'll sort itself out.
Yeah. But anywho, yeah, I got to go get that this week, and we'll see how I react to it. But anyhow, you go head home. Go be with your beautiful wife for 15 minutes before you got to head back to work tomorrow.
All right. I'll go home and eat and take a shower and go to bed and get up and go do it all over again. So.
All right. Well, again, everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week, and go Buccaneers.
And go Tom Brady for Judith and Tommy, their superhero. Right?
There you go.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a good week.
All right. Bye-bye, folks.
Bye. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.